WildTalkRadio.com.
Talking to the radio show.
He's texting me on that radio station.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can I be on that radio station?
You can. You want to talk to him?
I need to talk to him.
You got to talk to him. Hold on one second.
Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I'm waiting for like a cop to pull up. What are you doing out here on this corner, boy?
Just doing a radio show, officer.
You're like, you know, I'll be like, you looking for a good time, officer? Is that a donut on your penis, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, that's an eclair, son of a bitch.
It's a Boston cream pie.
Gosh, that's the Boston cream, baby.
And for the show where everything is fair game.
I want to put my dick on a flag and fly it above my house. I'll fucking do it. We could sing a song about it. We sell banana, there's our island theme song. We spell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A.
Good thought. Give me your, I don't know, what's the first thing you think of when you see your dick? That's a good thought.
Pussy.
Then put the children to bed.
Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it a sexual position?
Oh, I thought the people are going to be showing up to party. Oh, you done the vial over here.
And pour yourself a cold one. As it's time for your only excuse to be home on Saturday nights.
First of all, has anyone ever told you that you have the laugh of a drunken schoolgirl?
Yeah, I have. Actually, that's what's gotten me laid.
Yeah, I could be playing with myself.
Oh, my God. They're becoming really, really sweet.
You sitting down? Stand up real quick.
Like, you, I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
It's time for CB Radio.
Apparently we're doing anime wrestling, but anyway, good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of CB Radio. Live here on Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTA Live Chat. If you have that Amazon Prime link to Twitch accounts called Prime Gaming, support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. There's also September, which means subs for 1 month and 3 months are 25% off. 6 months is 30% off. Top 10. We don't do top 10 lists around here. We don't do top 10. That's not our shtick. We do tier lists. I mean, we can. That's kind of what we do sometimes. Once in a blue moon. Anyway, you can also use credit code Rockets like the 499 sub hashtag epic partner chat. Get two debates for the price of one tonight, because last week we couldn't finish one. Anyway, I'm the producer, Sir Rocket, and that's the intern, King Kittens.
Yeah, because Rock's internet is shit.
Welcome. You've got mail.
I was waiting for a message. You didn't even put
King
a message.
King Kittens just subscribed to the movement.
No fancy message?
Not for eight. When we have a stream baby together, that's when I can actually.
Oh, that's when you do the message, a stream baby. Got it.
Yeah, stream baby.
Stream baby. That's a thing still? Is that what people do still?
Yeah.
Yeah, Xfinity had a beef with me. Yeah. Yeah. All week, too. They had a beef.
It's called paying the bill. Rock needed to.
No. No. It's called. They said there was an outage in the area. First, it said I had the outage. And then they said there's an outage in the area, but you're unaffected by the outage.
Oh, that's bullshit. Because Cox does the same thing to me.
It's green checkmark. Yeah. You're unaffected, even though my upload speed was 0.32. So.
At least you had the 3.2.
At least we had the 3.2. Yeah. Yeah. We had the 3.2. Anyway, two for the price of one, so let's start the first one.
It is time for the Greater Than the Great Debate.
Alright, Brent, you ready?
We're finishing up the one, right?
Yeah, we're finishing up the one, yes.
Hang on.
Get in the mindset. Find the voice. People love the voice.
I'm getting in the mindset. Hold on. God damn it. Something opened on here. Hang on. Close. Okay. All right. All right, everyone. Are you ready, kids?
A little too excited on that one. Bring, turn, tone
I
one down.
I can't hear you!
Tone it down a little bit. You're a little too high up for a pirate. You're just a little too excited.
Oh, who lives in a pineapple under the sea? That's right. We're still doing pirate pickup lines. Because Tuesday was International Talk Like a Pirate Day. So, into the first round matchups we go. Finishing out this godforsaken tournament because Rock's internet is shite.
Was.
It still is, kind of. All right, can I be the wind in your sails, pushing ye towards your dreams?
Or?
I didn't hear the splash.
Oh.
There. You know the rules.
I was opening up the thing, that's why.
Okay.
Pardon me, but would ye mind if I fired me cannon through your porthole?
Porthole.
Taking it through the bold porthole.
Yeah, porthole. We'll move on.
All right. Is that a cutlass in your pants, or are you just happy to see me treasure chest? Are ye a pirate navigator? Cause ye charted a course straight to me heart.
Cutlass in your pants.
Navigator.
Navigator moves on next.
Can I be the anchor to your ship, keeping ye steady in the stormy sea of love? Can I call ye captain, cause ye command me heart? The anchor.
Yeah, the anchor.
Alright.
Hold on, no. No, not you. No, no. I was making my pick. We need a wheel.
Option two.
Captain. Captain one moves on next.
Alright. If I were a pirate, I'd sail the seven seas, but ye be the only treasure I need. Is that an X on the seat of your pants? Because it appears that there's wondrous booty beneath there.
Read what it said.
Buried underneath there.
Pants?
Seven seas.
Pants? Moves on, next.
Ye be the compass that points me in the right direction, me dear. Ye must be the North Star, guiding me way through the stormy seas of life.
They're both kind of the same.
Yeah.
They just so happen to match up against each other.
There's been a bunch of the whole, like, compass guiding me bullshit.
I mean, it's pirate talk. What do you want? North Star.
Compass.
Wheel?
Option two.
North Star moves on next.
Alright, into round number two. Ye be the rum to me heart, setting it ablaze with desire. Ye must be a treasure map, because I can't stop exploring every inch of ye.
Treasure map.
Desire.
Wheel?
Option one.
Booze apparently moves on next.
Desire. Do ye have a compass? Because I can't seem to find me way out of your beauty. Pardon me, but would you mind if I fired me cannon through your porthole?
Porthole.
Is that a glory porthole? Because if so, the entire crew be going through there.
Are you going porthole?
Porthole.
Moves on next.
Are ye a pirate navigator? Because ye've charted a course straight to me heart. Can I call ye captain? Because ye command me heart.
Pirate?
Captain.
Got one for captain. Any more? Captain moves on next.
Is that an X on the seat of your pants? Because it appears that there's wondrous booty buried beneath there. Ye must be the North Star, guiding me way through the stormy sea of life.
North Star?
North.
North moves on, next.
Ye be the rum to me heart, setting it ablaze with desire. Pardon me. But would you mind if I fired me cannon through your porthole?
Porthole.
The hole of porting.
Porthole moves on next.
Can I call ye captain, cause ye command me heart? Ye must be the North Star guiding me way through the stormy sea of life.
North Star?
Captain.
Wheel?
Option two.
Option two moves on North Star. Next.
Alright. Pardon me. But would you mind if I fired me cannon through your porthole? He must be the North Star, guiding me way through the stormy sea of life.
Porthole?
Yeah, the porthole.
Porthole moves on next. Final four.
Just one second. I know. Alrighty. So we're going up into the top of the semifinals. Arr! Best me plug that blowhole. Ye must be a pirate sea shanty, for I can't get ye out of me head.
Plug that blowhole.
Blowhole.
Blowhole moves on next.
I must be hunting treasure, because I'm digging your chest. Pardon me, but would ye mind if I fired me cannon through your porthole?
Chest.
Porthole.
Wheel.
Option two.
Porthole. So, chat, along the way, since our last Greater Than Great debate, something happened.
We found this out earlier today.
We found this out earlier today. They made a change on this website. There's no more third place. There's no third place matchups anymore. They took them away.
In honor of that, we still be doing a third place because I know I can read what they are.
No, we're not going to. Because we like to keep... No. We've lost third place now. Yeah, I know.
Kill the move.
It took it away. It sucked. I went to click the button that said enable third place picture predictions, and it took it away. And it took it off all the old ones, too. So we don't have them anymore.
That they did.
Sad times. All right, main event.
All right, it's your main event. You see what I did there?
I see what you did there, yeah.
All righty. All right, in our main event, we have our best me plug that blowhole. Taking on... Pardon me, but would you mind if I fired me cannon through your porthole?
Blowhole.
Porthole.
And porthole is your winner. Chat.
Yo-ho! Remember to use that on your next date night with the ladies.
What's funny, I can't finish the tournament either now, apparently, for some reason.
Fuck this.
Because I think it's trying to see the one that we, you know, like the third. Oh, I found third place. It's all the way down.
Oh, there'll be the third place match. Arr!
They put it back.
We're doing a third place matchup because it's on the fucking tournament now.
It wasn't there this morning.
Yeah, well, it's back. All right. For third place, ye must be a pirate sea shanty, for I can't get ye out of my head. I must be hunting treasure because I'm digging your chest.
Chest.
Sea shanty.
Chest one.
Wait, there's someone that could still vote.
It was, and there was enough for the vote. Doesn't matter. Chest moved on. So it was the
I lost my mind. Why are you guys doing this again?
We never finished it from last week because Rock's internet took a shit.
Yeah, we promised.
That's right.
We promised we would finish the thing. So that's okay. What we did. So congrats for...
I was like, holy shit, dude. I'm freaking out, man.
Now,
Subway, it is last week. You entered a time vortex.
Yeah, like, well, I'm okay. Really starting to get worried there for a second.
Yeah, so they did not give us one for this week for third place. So it was a one-week thing that they left in there, but moved it all the way to the bottom, I guess. We'll see. Maybe they'll give it to us at the end. Who knows? Because it wasn't there earlier either. So there's that. So anyway, that's the Great and the Great Debate for now. We will come back with another one here in a moment. Joining us now is the Expert Soldier Subway. Has a... All right, Brent.
Yo.
Just got to say real quick, though, before you get into it, you're not going to believe what I'm watching. It's called Old School. Madison Square Garden, 1977. The main event is Bruno Sammartino versus Stan the Laird Hansen. I just watched fucking a young ass Kevin Sullivan versus Bruiser Brody. Kind of cool, but I've been fast forwarding through some of it. But yeah, I'm trying to watch some old school wrestling. I want to watch some old primetime USA shows next.
Awesome. All right, corner.
Go ahead.
School is now in session. It's time to step inside the classroom to learn some meaningful knowledge about movies, wrestling, music, video games, and more. This is the Intern's Corner.
What do you got for us this week, Brent?
Oh, yo-ho, we have a great weekend.
No, the voice is it's retired for another year.
But I mean, it was this past week. It still works.
No, the voice is retired.
fine.
The next time you can do it is when we do the greater than great debate of the debates. Because there'll be one in there.
Oh, that's right. It'll have the
actually, you'll have two. Line. You'll have actually two lines.
Oh, okay.
By the time we get there.
Oh, well.
No, he's oh, not. God. No, he's not using the voice. The voice is done for the year.
But the people like the voice. See, look, the chat has spoken. They like the voice.
Does your throat like the voice?
Well, I mean, considering it made it through all of last week, and then I was still able to do this. But anyway, notable dates in wrestling history this week. September 17th, 1980, Ric Flair defeats Dusty Rhodes to win his first NWA World's Heavyweight Championship.
What year?
1980.
Wow, nice.
September 18th, 1994, at WCW Fall Brawl. Subway just mentioned this person. Kevin Sullivan defeated Cactus Jack in what would end up being Cactus Jack's last match in WCW. Because he lost it, he had to leave the company. He then ended up going to ECW, WWF, WWE, TNA, and I guess you could say the rest is kind of history. He did put butts in seats. Thanks, Tony Schiavone.
Not Cactus Jack Sparrow, no.
That guy took a couple good bumps.
Left pieces of himself in the ring, literally. September 19th, 1993, we had the in-ring debut of the Shock Master WCW Fall Brawl.
I mean, the Shock Master, the greatest debut in the history of professional wrestling.
Well, and the thing is this is the in-ring debut. He actually had his real debut.
Are you sure he wasn't the Trip Trooper?
The what?
The Trip Trooper, because they painted up a Stormtrooper mask.
Yeah, they...
Helmet.
I love hearing the story behind the scenes of all of that, of like, they had no clue what to do for a costume, so they just sent out, like, a production assistant to grab just anything. And so they grabbed a Stormtrooper helmet, and then, for some reason, covered it in glitter. Like, I don't know who thought that would be a good debut kind
of
thing.
What year was it now? To be fair, what year was it?
Even still, 93? You can't go, we're going to debut Fred Ottman in a glitterized Stormtrooper helmet and have people take him seriously. Especially when...
And he had a big fur coat on. Remember?
He had like a fur sleeveless
jacket.
Yeah. But the other part was, they didn't even let him talk. It was only Anderson pre-recorded, or doing the reading backstage, and it still sounded fucking awful. Like, the fact he tripped was just a part of it. Like, the entire overall process still would have been shit.
That was like the forecoming. Like, look, this is just such a bad idea. And poor Tugboat, dude. He was so cool, man. That must have been one of them shitty, like, hey, I took one for the team.
Oh, he still owns it to this day. That's the one thing about him. It's like, when he does...
Yeah, but didn't
like,
he go... Was the Shockmaster after his WWE?
Yes.
So that was, like, his probably the last time. Like, he probably retired after that or whatever. Because I don't remember him much in WCW.
He wasn't there for long.
No.
September 20th, 1997, ECW As Good As It Gets pay-per-view took place and featured the match Beulah versus Bill Alfonso, in which Bill Alfonso apparently lost a third of his body's blood in that match.
Yep, that's a factual statement. Yep.
I just remember, like, watching it, and it's just like, holy shit, what is this? September 22nd, 1996, Mark Henry debuts with the WWF, competing against Jerry Lawler at In Your House Mind Games. And now it's time for the main event.
But by the way, that's what I call Subway color.
Losing a third of your blood?
Yeah. No, there was a couple of times, like I said, everybody was looking at me in the back like, holy fuck, dude. Talk about like so much blood that it went from crimson to almost like a black.
All right, let me see what else we have. September 22nd, 1997. It was the first Raw held at Madison Square Garden. It was also the first time Stone Cold Steve Austin stunned Mr. McMahon. We also had the debut of the Cactus Jack persona in the WWE at that time. And on the other channel that day, we happened to see the debut of this little-known person named Bill Goldberg?
Goldberg.
who took on Hugh Morris.
Humorous?
Before, you know, he became a coach and got fired.
Long before.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about Gilbert?
No.
No, Goldberg.
Goldberg.
I know, I'm just kidding.
And then finally, oh no, wait, that one's going to be saved for next week. I realized the date on there. We're going to save that one.
Okay.
All right, now we have some birthdays for celebrities this week. First up, she is a actress, comedian, she is a TV host for Whose Line Is It Anyway? Aisha Tyler.
47.
46.
53. Next up, he is an alumni of Saturday Night Live, but most notably, he was recently on the Emmy Award-winning show that he created, wrote, produced, and starred in, Ted Lasso. It's Jason Sudeikis.
Oh, Jason Sudeikis. 44.
Okay.
What'd you say?
44.
45?
48. Next up, another Saturday Night Live alumni who has turned late night host. He took over the Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon.
44.
46.
That's Ruck's go-to tonight. 44. 49 is his age. 49. Next up, he's been in a lot of movies. Man in the Iron Mask, Dangerous Liaisons, trying to think of one Rock may know. Nothing's coming to mind. Jeremy Irons.
I like how you're trying to put one I would know. Because I don't know any of those you just said.
Oh, Die Hard with a Vengeance. He was Simon. The voice of Scar from The Lion King in the 90s.
69.
He says 69. Matt says 52. 73.
75.
See, I was going to go a little bit higher. I was trying to be nice because I was like, damn, man, he's been like up there a while. Like, he wasn't a young guy, in other words.
Yeah, I forgot. He was also Alfred in the most recent DC universe with Ben Affleck's Batman. Hmm. He was Alfred.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was thinking of.
Yep. All right. Next up, he is an author, a prolific author who places every one of his books in Maine. You may have heard of him. Stephen King.
Stephen King. 70, 68. We got a 76 and a 68. So 75?
Okay.
I'm going to say 80.
Who said 76, Rock?
I'll be Matt.
Good job, Matt. Next up, we have an actor, a reality show star. You can see him playing in celebrity golf tournaments at times, but he's most known for a certain dance, Alfonso Ribeiro from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
The Carlton. Alfonso is 52. Matt says 52 as well, so 52.
Okay.
55.
52. Three more.
Okay.
He's part of an acting brotherhood with his brother Owen. He's been in Old School, Idiocracy, and I believe Bottle Rocket, as well as the Royal Tenenbaums, Luke Wilson. Have you seen any of those movies, Rock?
No. But I know who he is, so we're good.
Jackie Chan movies?
No, that's Owen.
Oh, I forgot what Luke is.
She says 52. 50, we got a 52, 51. 53, then, since they took the numbers.
All right. Sub?
Hey, holy shit, I got to tell you this. What did you say, 53?
Yeah.
Rock went 53.
I'll go 54. So during the Bruno and Stan match in the cage, I'm watching, and I noticed them dragging somebody, you know, like it looked like they were dragging somebody out. So I rewinded it. I gotta go back again and see what he did. But they literally yoked this guy from the crowd right by the rail and by the main walkout. Yoked him out and carried him out by his, like, fucking arms and legs.
So what was the answer, bro? Yeah,
I don't know what he did, though. Like, I haven't seen, you know what I'm saying? Because they cut the camera away for a minute. So I don't know what's going on. I'm going to try to figure it out.
52.
This is fun.
Give us the investigation from 1978. Next.
Actor, comedian, was in Ghostbusters, Groundhog Day, the reboot of Ghostbusters, and Zombieland as himself, one Bill Murray.
So Bill Murray Day the other day. Matt always tells us when it's Bill Murray Day.
Also, Caddyshack.
73?
I was going to say 80.
Guesses from chat.
Yeah, 72.
Okay, so
Matt probably already knows, and he knows Bill Murray Day, so just give us the answer.
All right. He says Billy Murray Day. 73. And finally, trying to remember any other movie. So he's basically the new Captain America. He also was Falcon in the Marvel Cinematic Universe until he took up the new mantle, Anthony Mackie.
Who?
He was also in the Adjustment Bureau. You haven't seen that one either.
No. Got a 43, a 42, so 45?
Okay.
44.
Falcon is 45.
Hey.
And so for the movie of the day, I wanted to relate it to a celebrity birthday. And I mentioned this movie when I introduced them. From 2006, our movie of the week is Idiocracy.
Okay.
So some tidbits and trivias about this movie. Writer and director Mike Judge, who of course is the same creator for Beavis and Butthead and King of the Hill, came up with this idea for the film when he was visiting Disneyland with his family and saw two mothers with kids in strollers fighting and cursing at each other. He thought it would be horrible if humanity was like this in the future. And boy, did he bring about a dystopian future. The very small Surgeon General's warning seen on the Tarleton cigarette billboard reads, quote, "Warning, so the Surgeon General has one lung and a voice box, but he could still kick your sorry ass," end quote. The presidential RV in the movie has the number 28,000 on it, which is the real tail number for Air Force One.
Okay.
Mike Judge, who appeared on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast in June 2022, said he talked about the limited funding budget for Idiocracy and how the film's costume designer needed to find, quote, futuristic-looking but inexpensive footwear for the whole cast. According to Judge, she proposed using the small startup company that, quote, wasn't out in the world yet. "Look at these horrible plastic shoes with holes in them," she said. "We could really save a lot of money, just put everyone in these things," Judge replied. "But what if by the time the movie comes out, what if these become popular and people start wearing them?" The costume designer said, quote, "Oh, these are never going to become popular. No one would ever wear these things. They're horrible. The shoes in the movie are Crocs." Yeah.
People now wear Crocs. I mean, it's, you know.
They were put in as a joke, thinking no one would ever wear them. And holy shit.
Now they sell things you can put on your Crocs.
Yeah, they put little, like, charms on your Crocs now.
Yeah, why? Why is this a thing?
Well, because, I mean, hell, you accessorize your other shoe, so I guess money.
How do you accessorize your other shoe? Forget it.
You have shoe charms and things like that.
I've never once had a shoe charm.
Well, not you, but other people.
They've been around for a while. I understand that, but...
See? The charms. when Joe is escaping from prison, he runs past...
Doesn't mean it's a good idea. Anyway, continue.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it's a good idea. I'm just saying they're there. When Joe is escaping from prison, he runs past a rusted-out DeLorean, which, of course, is obviously a nod to another time-traveling movie, Back to the Future. So the film takes place in both 2005 and then 2505. Thomas Hayden Church had read for Office Space but didn't get the part. However, Mike Judge was such a big fan of Church's work and tried to get him cast in other projects, but due to other commitments, they couldn't line it up properly. When this film was shooting in Austin, Texas, Judge contacted Church to work for just one day. To this day, Thomas Hayden Church has yet to see the film. And finally, the full name of President Camacho in this movie is Dwayne Elizondo Mountain Dew Herbert Camacho. And that is the Intern's Corner.
There you go. With that, it's picks time.
Sit. Hi. It's time for Subway and Rob's, and also, I guess, the interns, but not Jobber's expert NFL picks.
These picks are for entertainment purposes. If for some reason you use these picks for betting purposes, we don't fully endorse them. However, if you end up making money from them, please send us some.
Are you ready for some football?
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Football Pro 99.
We won't have Rob's picks tonight, but he will be making his picks. We just don't have them.
We're going to employ the usual method.
No, he's going to send me his picks.
Oh, okay.
But I don't have them right now.
All right. Well, sweet.
So it's Subway and Brent's expert NFL picks.
All right.
Tennessee versus Cleveland, Sub.
Tennessee.
Brent.
Come on, Johnny Gargano.
Cleveland, he picks. Falcons and the Lions. Sub.
Falcons.
I think they're going to find a way to Falcon this game. I'm giving it to Detroit.
Saints and the Packers.
Saints.
Right.
Who's the quarterback of... Is that Carr?
Yeah.
Screw it, I'll go Carr. I'll go the Saints.
Broncos.
Sorry, Jordan Love.
Broncos and Dolphins.
Dolphins.
I'm going to go with Tua over Russell as well.
Chargers and Vikings.
Oh, God.
Vikings.
Someone's going to win.
Yeah. Sorry, Kellen Moore. Minnesota.
Patriots and Jets.
Jets.
I think this is the game that Zach Wilson gets benched.
For who?
Exactly. They will go with someone off of the street instead.
Carson Wentz. Anyway.
Is he the backup there?
No.
No.
Buffalo and Washington.
Washington.
Bills Mafia.
Houston and Jacksonville.
Jaguars.
They may not have a championship belt, but they can probably pick up a win against Houston.
Colts and Ravens.
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 Panthers, Seahawks.
Silverhawks.
Birds.
Bears and Chiefs.
The Bears.
Chiefs.
Cowboys, Cardinals.
Cardinals.
How about them Cowboys? And that, and I'm actually forced to watch that game.
Steelers, Raiders.
Steelers.
Oh, shit. I just saw the ESPN line for this one.
50-50?
Yep. I'll go Steel City.
Eagles, Buccaneers.
Eagles.
Eagles.
Rams and the Bengals.
Rams.
Rams, because... Is Burrow officially out for Monday?
He is questionable.
I'm still picking Rams.
Those are your expert NFL picks. Now it's time for this week's debate. It's the all-time greatest wrestling betrayals.
It is time for... The Great Debate.
All right. So, just a little history lesson. The reason this is called the Greater Than Great Debate is because, was it Jobber joked about it?
Yep.
Jobber had joked that on Wrestle Talk Radio, it takes us so long to get through the all-time greatest now, what used to be called the Great Debate, that he wanted to run the tournament and get it done in one night. Was it 4 years later? We're still doing this bit?
Yes.
And so we on WTR just finished up our all-time greatest wrestling betrayals. So what does Rock do? He's an asshole and he makes us do it all in one night on this show.
Exactly. And before it was 128. Now it's only...
Yep, now it's only 64. Only 64. Holy God. I remember when we used to do 128 in 1 hour.
Yeah.
Was the goal, and it took everything. It took everything we had to get to that point.
Now we get done in a half hour, so let's get it started.
All right. So first round matchup: Steve Austin betrays WWE for WCW in 2001, and Eve Torres dick kicks Zack Ryder at WrestleMania.
Let's go with the dick kick,
Austin.
I'm gonna go Austin.
Okay, we'll go.
That company backstabber.
That company backstabber. Go wheel.
Option one.
Steve Austin moves on. Next.
Randy Savage betrays Hulk Hogan, and Andre the Giant turns on Hulk Hogan.
Randy turning on Hogan.
Randy.
Yeah, I'll go the Mega Powers exploding.
There you go. Next.
Eddie Guerrero betrays Rey Mysterio in 2005, and Wrath betrays Mortis.
I mean, Wrath betraying Mortis, that was a big one, but we'll go Eddie.
Yeah, sure, Wrath.
Dominic on a pole.
Eddie will move on next.
And now he has a mommy.
He does, in fact, have a mommy, yes.
Scott Steiner betrays Rick and joins the NWO. Evolution turns on Randy Orton.
Thumbs down, Evolution.
Evolution.
You know, Rock, normally you have a 50% chance on turning someone, but then if you take his 50% and add the 33.3% of someone else, then you get an 87.6% chance of turning on your brother. Next up, Dominic betrays Daddy Ray, and Stephanie McMahon turns on her father and joins with Triple H.
Stephanie betrays her father and becomes the part of the McMahon-Helmsley era.
McMahon-Helmsley.
McMahon-Helmsley moves on. Next.
Kevin Owens betrays Sami Zayn from 2014, and Tugboat betrays the Bushwhackers to join Earthquake.
Oh. The natural disasters form.
Okay.
I mean, I was there in the crowd to watch one of them. This was taped as part of a Superstars episode back in 92? I think Valentine's Day 92 is when they filmed it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm sorry, it's Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. That's a better overall betrayal and longstanding stuff that came from it.
And it moves on. Next.
Becky Lynch betrays Charlotte.
Woo.
And turns face in the process.
And turns into the man.
Yep. I love how it was supposed to be a heel turn, and the crowd just went, nope, fuck you. And the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega turn on AJ Styles.
Becky.
Becky.
I want to give it to the Bucks and Kenny, but, I mean, you created an absolute superstar in one moment.
Indeed.
James Storm betrays Chris Harris, so it's the death of AMW, and Canyon turns on Raven.
Storm.
Who better than Canyon?
Everybody. James Storm.
That's homophobic of you.
Breaking the bottle over the head of the Wildcat.
What's funny is they were reunited on Impact 1000.
They brought back AMW?
Yeah.
Sweet!
Oof. Oof, let me tell you.
Does Chris look a little rough?
Oof. Yeah.
Is he no longer the Wildcat and more along the Wild House?
I mean, we wore pants and a shirt, so.
Oh.
But it was a gear. It was like actual gear. It wasn't just a t-shirt, which that was, so we actually had gear made. So that's good.
What? That's good. I mean, it's great to see that Braden Walker is doing well for himself.
Braden Walker. Three disc collectible
three
set.
Three DVD set. Braden Walker.
15 minutes. Braden Walker.
I love that bit. All right, round number two. Steve Austin betrays WWE for WCW, or Randy Savage betrays Hulk Hogan.
The Mega Powers implode, brother.
The Mega Powers implode.
SummerSlam, baby.
The Mega Powers implode. Next.
Eddie Guerrero betrays Rey Mysterio. Evolution turns on Randy Orton.
Evolution.
You kind of knew Eddie was going to turn, but so Orton, the Evolution.
Right.
Ray and Eddie.
All right, that moves on. Next.
All right. Stephanie betrays Vince and joins Triple H. Kevin betrays Sammy.
Steph.
Stephanie and H.
I'll be the one dissenting vote and go Kevin and Sammy.
Next.
Becky betrays Charlotte. James betrays Chris.
Becky and Charlotte.
When the man comes around.
And the man will move on next.
Randy and Hulk. Eddie and Ray.
Mega powers implode.
Eddie and Ray.
And Ray moves on next.
Stephanie betrays Vince to join Triple H. Becky betrays Charlotte.
Steph.
Becky.
Steph.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Stephanie and Triple H.
Steph will move on next.
Like, Becky. Oh, wait.
No,
yeah.
He realized what it was. It was like, it took a second. Clicks.
Oh yeah. Oh, shit. Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, good click, by the way.
Eddie and Ray, Steph, Vince, Triple H.
Steph.
Steph.
Stephanie, though Vince is getting his payback now.
I mean, yeah.
It was the long con here with this one. Vince was like, I'll get you back, don't worry.
I mean, she got him back again, if you believe people, you know, anyway, then he got him back in the end.
All right, back into round number one. Nikki betrays her sister, Bree. I wish you had died in the womb.
Bree Bird!
Bully Ray betrays Hulk Hogan and reveals himself to be the leader of Aces and Eights.
Bully Ray.
Bree mode.
Bree mode. Moves on next.
It's such the worst intro, but I love it for some horrible reason.
It's like, all right, hold on.
It is so fucking auto-tuned.
Yeah, hold on. Before we move into the thing, we're gonna find the thing. I think I have the thing.
Do it.
We have a clip.
I love it so much. Oh my god, I should have had it where like you play that sounder after everything. Yes. All right.
So no, hold on. This is what starts it.
Oh, her actual recording.
No, that's Paige. That was Paige saying it.
Oh god.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on next.
Samoa Joe betrays TNA for the main event mafia. Owen betrays Brett.
Owen betrays Brett.
Look, I love Samoa Joe, but Rock, just move it.
I think
that was the consensus on Saturday or Sunday. It was just like, we saw that matchup and it was just, no, just move it.
I mean, because that's the Canadians. We're going to have some objectivity on this one along the way.
Rock, it won 5-0.
That's fine. Although I said along the way, not here.
Oh, along the way. It didn't make it to the finals. It's fine.
That's fine. But it made it far enough.
We'll see. All right. Tag team partners imploded as X-Pac betrays Kane, thanks Tori, and Sergeant Slaughter turns on America.
How dare you turn on America, Sergeant Slaughter?
Turn on America,
Sergeant Slaughter.
Oh yeah, that definitely takes it.
Go Joe.
That was huge. Yeah, that was huge. Like how dare? Like no fucking way. And Colonel Mustafa was with them, and Akbar. Like, are you guys gonna come out with bombs next? What's gonna happen?
All right, next.
Paul Heyman turns on Rob Van Dam in 2006, and Larry Zbyszko turns on Bruno Sammartino.
Heyman turning on Van Dam because Van Dam got high with Sabu driving on the road.
That is a great like sound clip.
It is, and I have it somewhere, but it's on a hard drive that's not currently working, so...
I know. I think you played it when we did that in the other tournament.
Yeah, I did, but my hard drive is not working, so I can't get that one.
Yep, no worries. Let me see. Shawn Michaels betrays Marty Jannetty, and Christian betrays Edge.
Shawn.
Shawn and Marty.
Shawn. I mean...
Look, Barbara Edge Shawn. And Christian are a staple type... No, there's the original.
It was the original, yeah.
As I said, there was one thing that started all of this, and it was, what's the greatest betrayal? Shawn and Marty was the first one we listed. The Four Horsemen betray Sting, who then tore up his knee later that night, takes on Chavo Guerrero betrays Rey Mysterio.
Horsemen. Horsemen, move on.
Paul Heyman betrays Brock Lesnar. And Jim Duggan betrays America and joins Team Canada.
I forgot about the Duggan one, so I'll go with the first one.
Paul Heyman.
Yeah, Paul. Who, correct me if I'm wrong, he betrayed Brock to join the Big Show, I believe, right?
Yes.
Matt Hardy betrays his brother Jeff, and Batista betrays Evolution.
The Animal Batista.
Matt and Jeff.
Thumbs down.
The Animal moves on next.
All right, in a sibling rivalry... Nikki betrays Bree. Owen betrays Brett. Bree
mode! Owen and Brett.
Rock, you're trying to sway my vote. You're trying to sway my vote with that. Bree mode! It's still Owen and Brett, I'm sorry.
I'll go with Nikki and Bree. We gotta break the intern's heart. Is that a Bree mode? Any clarification? And please, bro, that's not an answer either. If I can count them as you know.
Primo!
Bro.
Hey, Brant.
Yeah?
Primo!
It moves on?
Yes.
Sweet. I'm happy about that. I have no problem. By the way, if you're...
You guys really just moved Nikki Bella over fucking Bret Hart and Owen.
Welcome
this
to the
debate, Mr. Sam.
Welcome to Greater Than Great Debate. Next up, Sergeant Slaughter takes on America.
Turns
on America. He takes on America. Let's put it that way.
I mean, yeah.
And Paul Heyman turns on RVD.
America gets turned on by Sergeant Slaughter.
Slaughter.
Listen, maggot.
Sergeant Slaughter movie.
Hey, for a couple of old dudes, them fighting was really actually like the Hogan and who was it? Warrior or Macho was facing them?
Warrior, because Macho hit Warrior in the head with the scepter, which is what caused Slaughter to win the title.
That's it. Right. Okay. That all that shit was actually really good. Like, I mean, I don't know, maybe I was just, you know, young, a lot younger, but I really enjoyed all that as a kid.
The Savage Warrior stuff is what led to WrestleMania 7 with Savage, Sherry, and Warrior for
Savage's career. Like 12 elbows on him or 7 elbows.
He tried. Yeah, he dropped a couple elbows, but ultimately Savage lost his career in that match. Because that's what led to him becoming a commentator.
Next.
Sean betrays Marty. Four horsemen betray Sting.
Sean
and Marty.
All he did was help Marty jump through the window. Okay?
Okay.
Sean helped Marty out.
Yeah. I mean, did him a favor.
Yeah, he was doing him a good deed.
Mm-hmm.
Paul betrays Brock. Batista betrays Evolution.
Batista, quote unquote.
Evolution.
Helped. Yeah. Him, but if it was Paul betraying Brock more recently, I would say that, but the original one, eh.
The Animal moves on. Next.
Nikki and Brock.
Primo!
Sergeant Slaughter turns on America.
What's the option?
Nikki and Brie.
Primo!
Slaughter.
Oh.
Slaughter versus America.
Slaughter. Traitor.
Brant.
Brock.
What, Brant?
Hit the button.
Primo!
Moving Slaughter on, but...
Primo!
It had to be done one last time. It was fine.
Primo!
So bad, it's good, I love it. Sean betrays Marty, Batista betrays Evolution.
Sean
and Marty.
The death of the Rockers. Until Leaf Cassidy came along.
Until Leaf Cassidy came on along, yeah. Sean moves on. Next.
Slaughter America, Sean Marty.
Slaughter America.
Sean.
Sean Marty.
Sean moves on. Next.
All right, we are halfway through this debate. Next up, Trish turns on Chris Jericho. Kurt Hennig turns on the Four Horsemen. And technically, WCW.
Trish.
Hennig.
Kurt slamming Rick's head in with the goddamn cage door.
Okay, next.
All right, next up. Dusty Rhodes betrays WCW and joins the Wolfpack. I cannot believe I just read that statement. Cody betrays Hardcore Holly and joins Ted DiBiase.
Dusty.
Oh, God. I guess Dusty.
Dusty. No, I'm sorry, Cody. Cody. I'll go Cody Rhodes.
Well, we lost. Next.
Doesn't matter. All right. Ciampa betrays Gargano. Rockstar Spud betrays EC3.
The first one.
Spud.
Johnny.
Johnny moves on. Next.
Brandy betrays Miss Elizabeth and joins Sherry. The Rock turns on the people and becomes the corporate champ.
Dwayne.
What was the first one again?
Randy turns on Miss Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go that one.
Brent, you went.
I'm going to go Randy.
Dwayne. Turning on the people. Moves on.
Triple H in China, go corporate. Judgment Day turns on Edge.
I mean, one and the...
Corporate.
Corporate.
Mommy and original mommy. I'll go Triple H China, yeah.
Corporate moves on next.
All right, next up. The Main Event Mafia turn on Sting. Steve Austin turns on Brian Pillman.
Austin.
Oh, no. Austin.
Pillman, 357.
Austin moves on next.
Davey Richards betrays Eddie Edwards. Kevin Owens betrays Chris Jericho.
The Festival of Friendship. Owens betraying Jericho.
I'm writing this down.
Why is my name on this?
KO moves on next.
Marcus Bagwell betrays... Hang on, it's not loading properly. Scotty Riggs and becomes Buff. The Bullet Club turns on Tama Tonga.
American males. American males.
Just for that reason, I'm voting against Bagwell.
I don't know. Bagwell.
American males. American males.
I hate that song so much. Kirk Hennig. Kurt Hennig turns on the Four Horsemen.
No, just wait a minute.
I can't hear the song.
Doesn't matter. They get it.
American males, American males, American males, American males.
American males, American males. Next. Go ahead, Brent.
All right, now I can go. Kurt Hennig turns on the Four Horsemen. Dusty Rhodes betrays WCW and joins the Wolfpack.
Kurt Hennig.
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 Kurt Hennig. We'll move on next.
Ciampa betrays Gargano. The Rock turns corporate.
The Rock turns on the people, becomes a corporate champion. If you smell it.
Triple H and China go corporate. Steve Austin turns on Pillman.
Austin Pillman.
Hunter China.
Hollywood Blondes.
We go corporate. Next.
Owens betrays Jericho. Bagwell becomes Buff.
No, Jericho first Festival of Friendship.
Buff is the stuff.
Why is my name on the list?
Brant?
Yeah?
It's no Bree mode, but American males. American males.
Okay, fine.
Moved on. Next.
Kurt Hennig turns on the Horsemen and WCW. Rock turns corporate.
The corporate champion.
Yeah, corporate champ.
Corporate.
The corporate champion is still moving on. Next.
Triple H and China go corporate. Marcus becomes Buff.
Hunter.
Corporate.
Brant.
Corporate.
Corporate moves on. Next.
Rock turns corporate. Triple H and China go corporate.
So you gotta say a name, not actually, you can't say the word corporate. So go Rock.
Rock.
Not The Rock. Triple H China.
The Rock going corporate moves on. Next.
Into first round matchups again for the last time. Sonya betrays Mandy Rose. Paul Bearer betrays The Undertaker.
Paul Bearer betrays The Undertaker.
Oh, yeah.
The urn shot heard round the world.
Yes. Moves on. Next.
Randy betrays the Wyatt family, which means he was in the Wyatt family.
Means he was, in fact, in the Wyatt family.
The Nation of Domination turn on Farouk.
A nation.
Nation. The Farouk was the bigger betrayal.
I'm going to go Randy.
Best thing that happened, because after that, didn't he go court ministry? Acolytes?
After right? a while,
yeah.
It took a year, I think, to get there.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it was next,
yeah
next,
a little bit.
It was like a year for him.
Yeah, it took
Justin Bradshaw still had like long hair and shit. Yeah.
Justin Hawk Bradshaw.
Yeah, it was like long blonde hair and shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Next.
Hulk Hogan betrays the fans and creates the NWO. SoCal Val betrays Jay Lethal. Rock, just move it.
Hogan betrays the fans, brother.
Just.
The New World Order.
Seth Rollins betrays the Shield. James Mitchell turns on Abyss.
Rollins betrays the Shield.
Yeah.
There's always a plan B.
Everyone knows there's always a plan B. Next.
Bobby Roode betrays James Storm. The death of Beer Money Incorporated.
Beer.
Money. One of the best theme songs. And then Young Bucks kick Adam Cole out of the Bullet Club.
Oh, that's you fucked up, baby. The first one.
Right. I'm gonna go with the first one because we can't mention the other reason.
Next.
Kevin Steen turns on El Generico, and hypothetically speaking, Dakota Kai turned on Tegan Nox, I think maybe at a War Games, maybe? I can't remember.
Hypothetically?
Hypothetically speaking?
So for those who are new to the program, Brent likes both what Dakota Kai and Tegan Nox and is not...
Team Kick for my heart, baby.
And it refuses to admit that...
I like Dakota Kai, too.
But he refuses to admit this moment ever happened. So for that reason alone...
Look, Dakota Kai would not turn on her best friend and repeatedly slam her knee into a cage door. Okay? It would not happen.
She's crazy.
Anyway, Dakota Kai turning on Tegan. We'll move on. Next.
You can have Tegan Nox, but you can't have Dakota Kai. Sorry.
Oh, no. Tegan's my number one. Tegan's my girl. I've talked to Tegan Nox. It was the greatest day.
There you go.
Rock knows that. I was giddy.
He was, in fact, giddy.
That was the best charity money I've ever spent. Sid Vicious betrays Shawn Michaels. Triple H turns on Shawn Michaels.
Hunter,
there's a lot of Shawn Michaels.
Hunter turns on Shawn in 2002.
Oh, no.
Triple and Shawn.
Yeah.
Though the Sid betraying Shawn was good when he powerbombed him like three times and Shawn just laid there dead right after the night after WrestleMania 11.
Yeah. All right. And the last first round matchup, Mr. McMahon betrays his own flesh and blood, Hornswoggle, and Will Ospreay turns on Okada.
Mr. McMahon turns on Hornswoggle.
Swoggle.
Ospreay.
The family, quote-unquote, betrayal moves on next.
Paul Bearer betrays The Undertaker. The Nation turns on Farouk.
Paul Bearer.
The Nation.
Bearer.
The Undertaker gets turned on, moves on next.
Hogan creates the NWO, Seth Plan B.
Hogan.
Hogan.
Brent?
NWO.
I want to say The Shield, but I can't.
Yeah, it was a great turn, but hard competition.
Next.
Root and Storm, Kai and Nox.
Dakota turns on Tegan.
Nox and Kai.
Nox. Hypothetically speaking.
Hypothetically speaking, that moves on next.
Triple H turns on Shawn. Mr. McMahon turns on Hornswoggle.
Hunter turns on Shawn.
Yeah.
Hunter, Shawn.
Hunter and Shawn.
Hunter and Shawn. Move on. Next.
Bear, Taker, Hogan, NWO.
That's a final four right there, right? That these two. Hogan.
Yeah.
Grant.
Hogan, NWO.
Next.
Okay. Dakota, Tegan, Triple Shawn.
Hunter, Shawn.
Hunter and Shawn.
Teague.
Hunter and Shawn. One that actually happened. Moved on. Next.
Hogan betrays fans. Triple turns on Shawn.
I'm going to say Hogan on this one.
Hogan.
NWO.
Moves on. Next.
All right. Steph betrays Vince. Joins Hunter. Shawn betrays Marty.
That's a good one. I'm going to go Shawn and Marty.
Shawn and Marty.
Shawn and Mark.
Shawn and Marty. Move on. Next.
The Rock turns corporate. Hogan betrays fans and creates the NWO.
Hogan.
Hogan.
Corporate. 3-2. Hogan.
All right. Main event time. Or no, I'm sorry. Third place down at the... Nope, no third place at the bottom.
It's not third place at the bottom this time, no.
Damn it. All right. Your main event. Shawn betrays Marty. Hogan creates the NWO.
Sub.
Damn it. I'm going to have to say Hogan in the NWO.
Brent?
Shawn.
Shawn. Shawn betray Marty is your winner. Well, good debate.
And a different result this time.
It was a different result. That is for sure. But that'll do it for CB Radio Live. The other one was Hogan.
Ah.
But it was Hogan. It was the final, same final two.
Oh, shit.
But that'll do it for CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, it's WTR Sunday Night, Russell Talk Radio. We have a whole entire show planned. It's actually planned out a day in advance.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's prepared, even because most of it was prepared last week when we didn't do a show. But hey.
Don't tell them the behind-the-scenes stuff.
It got added on to. Tim actually put it together. Amazingly. He just took everything we were going to do last week and added one thing. But hey, he wrote it down. He wrote it down. Tomorrow night, WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night's a Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Thankfully, the Eagles game starts at 7, so... cool. There's that. Thursday night, Thrak, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of CB Radio. Before that, we'll be Fortnite with friends. Next week, we're doing the Excalibur Challenge. Be there. Tune in for that. It's CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and the website.
CBRadioLive.com.
At Wild Talk Radio, at CB Radio GME, at Kinkins, at Lone Jobber, at Wade Manson. Final thoughts up.
Good debate. We'll see you next week.
Brent.
Yeah, we had a fun debate. We had a different result this time from what two of us were on a show for just before. And I may be on remote next week. We'll find out.
Indeed. This has been the CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll see you next Saturday night. 11:30 p.m. Eastern. The Long Day was on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live at wildtalkradio.com. Twitch.tv/WTR Live. And...
CBRadioLive.com.